Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of August 2, 2021. Do you know that butterflies taste with their feet? Today's archive star of robotics goes to Alexander Gentzer and Anastasios Kouvelas for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 9 papers out of 16 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Roland Ziegwart, Professor of Robotics, ETH Zurich, Switzerland.
Paper title:
SEMSegMap 3D Segment-Based Semantic Localization.
Authored by
André Kramerijk, Florian Chop, Nicolesha Lauder, Stefan Benz, Tilman Falk, Marius Breumier, Benjamin Hahn, Juan Nieto, and Roland Ziegwart.
Paper abstract:
localization is an essential task for mobile autonomous robotic systems that want to use pre-existing maps or create new ones in the context of SLAM. Today, many robotic platforms are equipped with high-accuracy 3D LiDAR sensors, which allow a geometric mapping, and cameras able to provide semantic cues of the environment. Segment-based mapping and localization have been applied with great success to 3D point cloud data, while semantic understanding has been shown to improve localization performance in vision-based systems. In this paper, we combine both modalities in SEMSegMap, extending SegMap into a segment-based mapping framework able to also leverage color and semantic data from the environment to improve localization accuracy and robustness. In particular, we present new segmentation and descriptor extraction processes. The segmentation process benefits from additional distance information from color and semantic class consistency, resulting in more repeatable segments and more overlap after revisiting a place. For the descriptor, a tight fusion approach in a deep learned descriptor extraction network is performed, leading to a higher descriptiveness for landmark matching. We demonstrate the advantages of this fusion on multiple simulated and real-world datasets and compare its performance to various baselines. We show that we are able to find 50.9% more high-accuracy prior less global localizations compared to SegMap on challenging datasets using very compact maps, while also providing accurate full 6 doof pose estimates in real time.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Luca Benigni, ETH Zurich, Università di Bologna.
Paper title:
Smart Hand, Towards Embedded Smart Hands for Prosthetic and Robotic Applications.
Authored by
Shaying Wang, Fabian Geiger, Vlad Nicolescu, Michelle Magno, and Luca Benigni.
Paper abstract:
the sophisticated sense of touch of the human hand significantly contributes to our ability to safely, efficiently, and dexterously manipulate arbitrary objects in our environment. Robotic and prosthetic devices lack refined, tactile feedback from their end effectors, leading to counterintuitive and complex control strategies. To address this lack, tactile sensors have been designed and developed, but they often offer an insufficient spatial and temporal resolution. This paper focuses on overcoming these issues by designing a smart embedded system, called Smart Hand, enabling the acquisition and real-time processing of high-resolution tactile information from a hand-shaped multi-sensor array for prosthetic and robotic applications. We acquire a new tactile dataset consisting of 340,000 frames while interacting with 16 everyday objects in the empty hand, i.e., a total of 17 classes. The design of the embedded system minimizes response latency and classification by deploying a small yet accurate convolutional neural network on a high-performance ARM Cortex M7 microcontroller. Compared to related work, Our model requires one order of magnitude less memory and 15.6x fewer computations while achieving similar inter-session accuracy and up to 98.86% and 99.83% top 1 and top 3 cross-validation accuracy, respectively. Experimental results show a total power consumption of 505 milliwatts and a latency of only 100 milliseconds.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Marco Pavone, Associate Professor of Aeronautics and Astronautics, Stanford University.
Paper title:
Towards the Unification and Data-Driven Synthesis of Autonomous Vehicle Safety Concepts.
Authored by
Andrea Bixey, Karen Loon, Edward Schmerling, and Marco Pavone.
Paper abstract:
As safety-critical autonomous vehicles, AVs, will soon become pervasive in our society, a number of safety concepts for trusted AV deployment have been recently proposed throughout industry and academia. Yet, agreeing upon an appropriate safety concept is still an elusive task. In this paper, we advocate for the use of Hamilton-Jacobi, HJ, reachability as a unifying mathematical framework for comparing existing safety concepts, and propose ways to expand its modeling premises in a data-driven fashion. Specifically, we show that existing predominant safety concepts can be embedded in the HJ reachability framework, thereby enabling a common language for comparing and contrasting modeling assumptions, and, two, HJ reachability can serve as an inductive bias to effectively reason, in a data-driven context, about two critical, yet often overlooked aspects of safety, responsibility and context dependency.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Medhat Mosa, School of Engineering, University of Guelph.
Paper title:
Towards Developing a Realistic Robotics Simulation Environment of an Indoor Vegetable Greenhouse.
Authored by
Brent Vanderwalker, Brendan Byrne, Joshua Neer, Blake Purdy, Matthew Whatman, David Wheels, Cole Terry, and Medhat Mosa.
Paper abstract:
This article presents a method for developing a realistic robotic simulation environment for application in vegetable greenhouses. The method pipeline starts with the construction of a 3D cloud images of the greenhouse rows. This data is then used to develop a robotic simulation environment using the Coppelia Sim simulation software. The method has been tested using images from a commercial greenhouse.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael C. Yip, University of California at San Diego, UCSD.
Paper title:
ArcSnake, Reconfigurable Snake-like Robot with Archimedean Screw Propulsion for Multi-Domain Mobility.
Authored by
Florian Richter, Peter V. Gavrilov, Hoi Man Lam, Amir Degani, and Michael C. Yip.
Paper abstract:
Exploring and navigating in extreme environments, such as caves, oceans, and planetary bodies, are often too hazardous for humans, and as such, robots are possible surrogates. These robots are met with significant locomotion challenges that require traversing a wide range of surface roughnesses and topologies. Previous locomotion strategies, involving wheels or ambulatory motion, such as snake platforms, have success on specific surfaces but fail in others, which could be detrimental in exploration and navigation missions. In this paper, we present a novel approach that combines snake-like robots with an Archimedean screw locomotion mechanism to provide multiple, effective mobility strategies in a large range of environments, including those that are difficult to traverse for wheeled and ambulatory robots. This work develops a robotic system called ArcSnake to demonstrate this locomotion principle and tested it in a variety of different terrains and environments in order to prove its controllable, multi-domain navigation capabilities. These tests show a wide breadth of scenarios that ArcSnake can handle, hence demonstrating its ability to traverse through extreme terrains.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Luisa Labozanova, MSc student, Skokovo Institute of Science and Technology.
Paper title:
A novel approach to model the kinematics of human fingers based on an elliptic multi-joint configuration.
Authored by
Ziyu Wu, Luisa Labozanova, Peng Zhou, and David Navarro Alarcon.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we present a novel kinematic model of the human phalanges based on the elliptical motion of their joints. The presence of the soft elastic tissues and the general anatomical structure of the hand joints highly affect the relative movement of the bones. Commonly used assumption of circular trajectories simplifies the designing process but leads to divergence with the actual hand behavior. The advantages of the proposed model are demonstrated through the comparison with the conventional revolute joint model. Conducted simulations and experiments validate design forward and inverse kinematic algorithms. Obtained results show a high performance of the model in mimicking the human fingertip motion trajectory.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Abhishek Gowdar, unknown.
Paper title:
On observability and identifiability of tightly coupled ultra-wideband aided inertial localization.
Authored by
Abhishek Gowdar.
Paper abstract:
The combination of ultra-wideband, UWB, radios and inertial measurement units, IMU, can provide accurate positioning. To ensure reliable communication, the radios are generally mounted at the extremities of a mobile system, whereas the IMUs are located closer to the center of gravity for use in control, resulting in a spatial offset between the IMU and the UWB radio. Additionally, data from heterogeneous sensors can arrive at different time instants. The systematic fusion of data from multiple sources requires the temporal offset and spatial offset between the sensors to be known. An important aspect of calibration is the observability of the system state and identifiability of the system parameters. Estimating the state or parameters of a system that is otherwise unobservable or unidentifiable can result in poor estimates. In this report, the local weak observability of the state and the identifiability of the temporal offset for a tightly coupled UWB-aided inertial localization system is studied.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Lena Mather, unknown.
Paper title:
Modeling User Empathy Elicited by a Robot Storyteller.
Authored by
Lena Mather, Nicole Spitali, Hao Zai, Jiayun Li, and Maja J. Materik.
Paper abstract:
Virtual and robotic agents capable of perceiving human empathy have the potential to participate in engaging and meaningful human-machine interactions that support human well-being. Prior research in computational empathy has focused on designing empathic agents that use verbal and nonverbal behaviors to simulate empathy and attempt to elicit empathic responses from humans. The challenge of developing agents with the ability to automatically perceive elicited empathy in humans remains largely unexplored. Our paper presents the first approach to modeling user empathy elicited during interactions with a robotic agent. We collected a new dataset from the novel interaction context of participants listening to a robot storyteller, 46 participants, 6.9 hours of video. After each storytelling interaction, participants answered a questionnaire that assessed their level of elicited empathy during the interaction with the robot. We conducted experiments with 8 classical machine learning models and 2 deep learning models, long short-term memory networks and temporal convolutional networks, to detect empathy by leveraging patterns in participants' visual behaviors while they were listening to the robot storyteller. Our highest performing approach, based on XGBoost, achieved an accuracy of 69% and AUC of 72% when detecting empathy in videos. We contribute insights regarding modeling approaches and visual features for automated empathy detection. Our research informs and motivates future development of empathy perception models that can be leveraged by virtual and robotic agents during human-machine interactions.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Maria Luisa Costa Viana, unknown.
Paper title:
Neural Network-Based Model Predictive Control for an Autonomous Vehicle.
Authored by
Maria Luisa Costa Viana, Eric Gabalt, and Sylvie Putat.
Paper abstract:
We study learning-based controllers as a replacement for model predictive controllers, MPC, for the control of autonomous vehicles. We concentrate for the experiments on the simple yet representative bicycle model. We compare training by supervised learning and by reinforcement learning. We also discuss the neural net architecture so as to obtain small nets with the best performances. This work aims at producing controllers that can both be embedded on real-time platforms and amenable to verification by formal methods techniques.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot.